Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sechtes Aves, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Ches, Hu Haya Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel giving us advice. Technically, it's advice to a Dayan. The way many understand the Mishnah, it's advice to all of us. Al Tidan Yechidi, don't judge alone. B'yemes HaYachid Mumcha, a single person who's a big expert, could paskin, but it's best not to. It's Midarki HaChasidus, says about Tanur and Natu. Unless the Balidinim themselves say, no, we want you as an individual to rule for us. Then it's consistent even with Darki Chasidus. The Mishnah goes on to explain, She'en don yichidi ele echad, for only one Hashem judges alone. Kadosh Baruch Hu is yachid by Lamai. The Al Toimer, and don't say, when you do sit on a din Torah with others, don't say to the other Dayanim, I insist that Kablu Dati, that you accept my opinion. Shehein Rishon V'layata. They can say that to you, because they're the Roiv, they're the majority. You can't force your opinion on them. You agree to sit with them? Listen to the Roiv. I once heard from a very chash of a Rav, of Hirsch Michel Chin, one of the great Talmidim of Rav Shlaga Feivelim and Delavich Zechut Tzadik Levracha. He was a Rav in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. He said, Al Tidan Yechidi, don't judge someone who lives alone and tries so hard to serve Hashem and he has no one there to help him. And in a way, every person is Yechidi. Every person has their own particular nesiyonos and tests. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how strong our Yetzirah is. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created us and created our Yetzirah and Yetzirah, knows why we're down here in this world and why we have to face certain challenges. He can judge us. We have no right to judge anyone else. There was a Rav who was changing his tefillin. Some people put on a second pair of tefillin called Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, who has a different order of the parashiyas. So he was doing it during Chazaras Hashatz. Somebody came over to him and said, it's not right. Really, al pi halacha, you have to wait till after davening, not during Chazaras Hashatz. So this Rav answered, Enochanami, there are such shittas. But his zaydas used to do it this way. And the man answered, they're Rishayim. He called my Zaydas Rishayim. He was so hurt. The whole year they didn't talk to each other. Once he met him, he said, you're not talking to me? What's the matter? He said, I'll tell you the truth. You called my Zaydas, my grandfather's Rishayim. He says, what? Chas Rishalom. What do you mean you said Hein Rishayim? I said, no, I meant to say Shehein Rishayin, they're allowed to. They were big tzaddikim. They had their chashbainas. But you have to go according to what the halacha is. Chas Rishayim. I never said they're Rishayim. I said Hein Rishayin. Ay, if we only wouldn't be too quick to judge people, how much less machlaikas would there be on the world? And then the Beis HaMikdash could be standing and we can have the Sanhedrin. And it would be the end of all tzaras. But we have to do ours. Start, don't be too quick to judge someone else in a negative way.